Wall Street gets a blank check, but Main Street can't borrow a dime. Public employees get a free pass while the private sector picks up their tab. Who's fighting for business, and how do we turn things around? Welcome back to the second hour of Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on FM News 101.
And welcome back. 7 minutes now after 5 o'clock as we continue the second hour now of Business Briefing. We are the voice of the private sector, live and local, from Alpha Broadcasting here in the heart of downtown Portland. I'm Brian Bushlack. Glad you could join us. I want to thank our guest in our first hour, David Laughlin from Key Private Bank. Great stuff with him. And a reminder, if you missed our first hour or you can't stay with us for the entire second hour here, head to our website, KXL.com, and podcast off our Business Briefing page, where we're talking real estate in this hour of the show. Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate is in studio, standing by. About 30 minutes from now, we'll shift gears and talk about the residential market and an update on foreclosures and that situation from John DaCosta at DaCosta Properties. And then about 45 minutes, coming up at 5:52, Mike Goss, the author of Breaking Through Walls, really connects the dots for us this weekend on how to leverage social media to your advantage if you run a small or medium-sized business. So good stuff coming up with the coach in about 45 minutes. Right now, though, time to turn to my friend Joe Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate in studio with us here this weekend. And Joe, it's tough to track you down, pal. I mean, you are so busy right now. I thought you were busy last year. This year, it's just taken a whole nother level here. You focus on commercial real estate, particularly the apartment market. That's all you and your company do at Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. And I know you wanted to pop in and deliver a first quarter update. Sounds like things are off to a red hot start.
Yes, Brian, things are great. Appreciate you having me in again this weekend.
You bet.
We've been busy, and a lot of it can contribute to our work ethic. We're in the office every day. We're working hard. And to give you a recap of kind of where the numbers look, last year was a good year overall, and when I give numbers, it's really the greater Portland area. For your listeners to know, there was about 161 transactions total last year for the apartment market, and that's what we specialize in, the apartment market, buying and selling, but really helping clients build wealth through the apartment market, understanding the investment and how to keep their equity safe, and then move it to a larger asset over years through a 1031 exchange if needed. But there was 161 transactions, and that was about 8,500 units, apartment units, which was a volume of $815 million. So it was a good 2011 for the greater Portland area. This year, first quarter, a good start, trending in the right manner for the market. There was 34 transactions total. Units were about 2,000. So we're right on line for 2011 numbers, probably do a little better than that. The volume was $200 million first quarter, so up from $91 million last year first quarter. So we're moving in the right direction as a market, and there was about 1,200 units last year first quarter. So the progress is there with new units, more units being sold, more transactions, and more volume of sales in the marketplace. So good numbers right there. A little further into these numbers, the price per unit, which is an important factor when you're buying property, it's an income approach. And then, of course, you have other factors with price per unit, of course, the cap rate, price per square foot. The price per unit is up about 11% from last year's first quarter.
Interesting.
About 76,000 unit average.
That's good news for our investors out there. And I know so many people are getting into the apartment market, and coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll tell you what you need to know. In fact, Joe will break down what your broker needs to know when you're hiring someone. This is a very specialized niche of the commercial real estate space. The apartment market, you have to be very specialized, and that's what they do at Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. Joe Chaplick joining us here, first quarter update. And I know you're not one to break your arm patting yourself on the back or anything, but you had a great first quarter. I think, 25-26% of the transactions that closed came through Joseph Bernard, right?
That's correct. We do about 25-30% of the market transactions with volume. And a couple other things to consider here with the market. A lot of people think apartments are these large assets, 200, 300 units. Portland is such a great market for the local investor that has some money to move and wants to get out of the market or stock market or move some equity into another asset. The apartment is so strong. Most of these buildings, 77% of the sold properties in the first quarter were 5 units to 50 units. And only 5 properties were sold over $5 million. Hmm. So Portland has a lot of that, you know, 10 to 50 unit range is what we call it, for single investors to get into. 25% down, they can get great loans today with low interest, which is low debt service, which increases their cash flow, and it makes a stronger asset over the years. Another thing to consider here, too, is, you know, the cap rate, which is the rate of return if you paid all cash for the building, is down from 7% to 6.86% for first quarter opposed to the last first quarter. So, so the market is getting tighter. The prices are going up because income is going up. The rents are going up. And that's how these properties are evaluated. And, you know, what we do is we help our investors not just buy and sell, but a little deeper than that, understanding where their money's best served at, helping them understand what the asset is and how to manage it properly as well with the numbers so they can get the best return out of that vehicle.
You know, it's been so long since you've been on the show, and many of our listeners out there, loyal audience, have heard you before, but it's been quite a while. So I want to kind of connect the dots for them and recap, really, the apartment market in Portland and why it's so unique. Why is it such a hot market here? I know there are other markets that are close to being as hot as Portland, but consistently this market is ranked at or near the top when it comes to the red-hot apartment market.
Well, there's a lot of factors to it, and a couple is the urban growth boundary, and also, you know, most of the construction was in the 70s when Portland boomed a little, so most of the buildings are 70s or older. What you have, though, is you have a strong demand in the inner core of the city, and that ripples out to the suburbs and to the outer east side. But you also have the lowest vacancy rate here in Portland. You've had it for years, and you have the highest rental increases on a yearly basis. And when I looked at a couple of reports out there in national reports, it showed that the strongest rent growth last month was the strongest since 2011, mid-year, which means the rental increases from month to month. And so what we have here is Class A, B, and C quality properties. And a lot of people think the Class A is where all the money is going to be made. But actually, the Class C properties are outperforming the Class A properties nationwide in annual effective rent growth out of 40 of 88 markets.
Well, because you got a lot of people out there probably, right, Joe, who've been foreclosed on or lost their homes, and they're moving back into apartments. And a lot of these folks don't have money, right? I mean, they're looking at probably I don't want to say low end, but not a grade A property, right?
You're right. And, you know, a B quality property could be just because of the year built. The C quality properties may be the year built or the outer areas of the city here in Portland. But they're great assets to own. They're good housing for individuals that need the rent. There were a lot of people make their money on the C-class buildings because, again, the numbers are going to outperform, especially if you can find one that has some deferred maintenance that you can clean up. But considering that, there's also a low vacancy nationwide on another report that shows under 5% average for a nation. And when you look at Portland, Portland's more like 3%.
Yeah.
So there's a demand here. And what people have to consider also is regardless of whether you're an A, B, or C-class building, your rents are going to go up. And the tighter the rental market, the more landlords are going to put stronger rental asking prices out there on turnover when the unit becomes vacant, and they're going to get a higher demand for those rents. So the rents are going up across the board.
Hey, real quick, before we hit the break here, I'm seeing more and more apartments being built. In fact, in the Pearl, right across from our friend Ryan McGarian's new restaurant, Oven and Shaker, there's a big high-rise going up in the Pearl that is all apartments. So are you seeing more of that coming online now?
You are. You're seeing two types. You're seeing the larger buildings in the downtown core area, Class A, large, you know, numbers of units, and those are selling for a premium price, and they're going to rent for a premium price. And then you also see the under 100 units being built wherever there's some dirt available. And those are going to be, you know, Class A brand-new buildings, but they're going to be in a B or C neighborhood. To give you a quick statistic here, there was only 7,400 units built first quarter nationwide.
Nationwide. Wow.
But they're estimating 70,000 units by year end, and then 150,000 to 200,000 new units coming online for 2013. So the builders are out there. They're starting to build more and more every month, every quarter, and we're going to start seeing a lot more new construction, not just here in Portland, but nationwide. I don't think it'll put a huge dent in the market here in Portland because there's a lot of renters and there's no supply currently.
Yeah, that's what I think too, Joe. Good insight there. Joseph Chaplick, Joseph Bernard, Investment Real Estate. If you'd like to learn more or you're interested in getting into the apartment investing market, they hold regular events monthly. Go to josephbernard.net to learn more or call 503-546-9390. When we come back, will tell you what you need to know if you're hiring a broker and seeking to purchase an apartment property. That's up next on Business Briefing.